Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Well, there's a breaking story that's coming out of the D.C. area. There's been a shooting. A member of Congress is among the victims of an early morning shooting. It happened in Virginia. There are reports that it happened at a congressional baseball practice. 4 people shot, 1 congressman hit. A suspect is believed to be in custody, but the congressman is said to be House Majority Whip Congressman Steve Scalise.
Yeah,
he is from Louisiana.
Louisiana. He's Louisiana's first congressional district. So I guess this is supposed to be
it's an annual
the
baseball
Democrats
thing.
Versus Republicans kind of baseball game.
They've
so
it's,
these
years.
Guys are in, I guess, a Wednesday morning practice in Alexandria, wow. Virginia, on a baseball field, like in the dugout. And yeah. Some crazy guy started shooting people with a gun. So that's really all we know. What, 4 people shot and Steve Scalise being named one of the victims.
He's being medevaced out. So they've been showing on the, it seems.
Should have put him in a helicopter, yeah.
Yep.
And take him away.
So they're taking it very seriously.
And then
but
they mentioned someone having to use, what do you call it?
With
a belt, a tourniquet.
Yeah, with
isn't
a belt.
Amazing? Wow.
Put a tourniquet on somebody. That's the thing, man. If
Life
you ever
saver,
see somebody
boy.
Get shot like that or a major accident like that car accident that we had where a guy got out and took his belt off, you absolutely will save someone's life.
Yeah. Stop the bleeding.
Just stop the bleeding. Plug the hole.
We'll give you details as they come in, but right now, basically the only information that they have is that it's Congressman Steve Scalise from Louisiana, and he's been medevaced out of the Alexandria baseball field where they were practicing. So this morning, some good news for Nebraska ranchers and the state's economy. American beef is going to once again be exported to China. The Trump administration announced the agreement earlier this week. It's going to open the market to China for the first time since 2003. So the Greater Omaha Packing Company is going to send the first beef shipment
I don't know if I want to share my beef with China right now.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you don't want prices to go up, but it's going to be good for
good for the ranchers,
local economy.
Yeah,
move that beef. City of Omaha is going to build a 5th police district. City Council approved a $1 million purchase of land near 204th Street and West Dodge Road to build the new police station. Mayor Gene Stothert announced yesterday that the new precinct will open in 2019. Now, 40 additional police officers will be hired to staff that new precinct. And executive pay is on the decline at Goodwill Omaha. Goodwill officials told the Douglas County Board yesterday that the organization has cut executive pay by nearly $1 million. The nonprofit organization has reduced the number of executives making at least $100,000 per year from 14 to just 3. Now, Goodwill Omaha also cut the workforce by 15% following reductions in donations and thrift store sales.
I think they have to do it. They're trying to keep their tax-exempt status.
Mm-hmm. There was that big expose by the Omaha World Herald showing about the executives' pay, and everyone's like, wait a minute.
Nationwide, yeah. It was. I think they're the highest paid here. I always thought it was strange, you know. The whole thing is different. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to. It's Goodwill, I guess.
So. Yeah. No, I mean, people give donations, but you wonder with the executive, with the overhead, you're thinking, well, if these are free donations and you're putting them out in a store for,
where you make profit off of and how you're hiring. But, people with handicaps and stuff like that.
Well, and the money
then
they make.
You got a bunch of people up top making, 6 figures and up. Okay, good. You actually got a good gig. But everybody looked at that like, of course, oh, my God. And I always thought it was strange because I've known people that work for the Goodwill, and they had said something to me years and years ago. And I was like, wow, that's crazy. So... So now they're just down to 3 people, you said?
They've cut the executives that make
all that money.
More than at least $100,000 a year from 14 to 3.
Okay.
So, I mean, they've definitely downsized their executive staff. 20 people under arrest following a drug and gun busts in northwest and northeast Omaha. It was a collaborative effort between Omaha Council Bluffs Police. They joined up with the U.S. Marshals and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. It was a seven-month-long investigation centered on individuals involved in the trafficking and possession of firearms and narcotics. So the vast majority, I guess, of the people targeted had gang affiliations and extensive criminal backgrounds.
Did they announce like a code name, you know? Like they, a lot of times we'll have like Operation Hawk Down.
Right.
Did this thing have a name?
Rising Phoenix. It didn't, at least not that they've shared so far. I know. I always like the cool like project.
How about Project Gatback?
Gatback?
Gatback.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah,
getting those, I'm trying to give them a name.
Oh, trying to help them. I didn't know if you were reading off of something. Yeah, maybe. I mean, hey, we are always good for a good code name for an operation. In London, at least six people are dead in a huge high-rise fire. Officials say that the figure is almost certain to go up. Over 60 people are hurt in a blaze that has consumed a 24-story apartment building in North Kensington of London. It's a facade placed on the building during recent renovations is now suspected to have accelerated the spread of the fire.
That thing
witnesses
was huge.
Say, oh yeah, it's
huge.
Just the witnesses say friends, family inside the building told them that they were told to stay in place rather than evacuate. They also say that the fire alarms didn't go off.
Oh my
God. Some people report seeing people jumping from windows. Firefighters were originally concerned that the building might collapse, but a structural engineer monitoring the situation says it's safe for firefighters to enter. So they're doing a recovery operation. It probably could take days. And the American college student released by North Korea is back home in Ohio. That Otto Warmbier is he's in a coma, was immediately taken to a Cincinnati hospital. The University of Virginia student was serving a 15-year hard labor sentence for committing hostile acts against the state.
That's the thing. They release him in a coma, and he's been in a coma since May.
Yeah.
I know.
That's why so people are like, what's happened? They said he got sick.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's sketchy.
Yeah. Well, and I wonder, a lot of times these things happen, you know, the basketball player. Why am I blanking on his name that just went there?
Rodman.
Rodman. Thank you. Dennis Rodman just went. And I wonder if it was like a tit for tat. You know, sometimes that's the thing. It's like send him over. And then next thing you know, like this.
That doesn't seem like a very good trade.
No,
but it's like a goodwill deal.
And then we'll give you back your prisoner. Oh, by the way, he's in a coma.
Right. But maybe they sent, I mean, I'm saying sometimes they do these things and people can talk like, you know, Rodman obviously has a relationship with Kim Jong-il.
Maybe I wonder.
It was like, send that boy home. His parents say that the North Koreans told them he caught a case of botulism after his trial 17 months ago and was giving a sleeping pill that had him in a coma ever since.
Wow. Well, they wanted to obviously get him back here before he died. You know, it's, geez.
Imagine those parents. But yeah, he was a University of Virginia student just over there studying, doing some work.
See, he didn't even do anything down. He took like a poster from a wall.
That's all he did. And yeah, and they used him as a pawn, and then they put him into hard labor and obviously worked him into a coma. Mm-hmm. By the way, one of the most hardest labor camps in the world. This kid just took a thing off. Got to remember that. How horrible to watch him in court for like 15 years. He's
right.
Like, huh?
As the State Department has reminded us, don't travel to North Korea. I just felt like this is a good reset to say if you were planning that summer vacation, maybe North Korea, not.
Maybe
not.
Try South Korea first.
Right. South Korea first. And don't go even near the border. I'm just saying.
Don't go on a walk.
Right. Bob Dylan has been accused of taking portions of his Nobel Prize lecture from the Spark Notes version of Moby Dick. Moby Dick lines used by Dylan in last week's speech seem to be cobbled together from phrases used on the Sparks Notes website.
How would anyone understand what he even said in the speech? So the guy gets a Nobel Prize for literature and plagiarizes the speech.
You're right.
But I don't blame him. I would be like, really? I got to write a speech?
Yeah.
I just wrote something great to get a Nobel Prize. I'm sick of writing. I'd get up there with a guitar and sing Dust in the Wind.
There you go.
So I guess roughly a dozen of Bob Dylan's examples appear to resemble lines from the Spark Notes website and not the actual novel. So that was the thing, is that he was quoting things and it was like, that's not the book. That's actually like the Cliff Notes version of the book.
Haven't we all done that?
Yes. Oh, aren't we all guilty?
I do it on cards.
I guess you don't even need to do Cliff Notes anymore, right? Because it's just the internet.
Yeah, no, it's Spark Notes.
You
That's
can
what they do.
Find anything on, we know that. I mean, you can find, you know, romantic things to write on a card.
Oh, have you Googled that?
No, I'm just saying that's those things.
That sounds like
do.
That was a pretty quick.
Google
that
search.
Sounded like it was like right in the holster of things. Like, for example, out of just plucking this out of nowhere.
More
never
likely
have done this.
Facebook.
Romantic things to write on a card, for example.
Yeah, well.
So Americans make the claim that they value privacy. Everybody in this, especially in this age of internet everything, everybody wants to keep as much as they can locked down, whether that's passcodes or, you know, things about yourself. Well, apparently nearly 3/4 of people in the U.S. believe it's very important to be in control of who can get information about them. 60% say that they would never feel comfortable sharing their email contacts. However, when it comes to college students, all you got to do is wave a free pizza in front of them and they are more than willing to start giving their friends' email addresses away.
The power of the pizza.
Oh, it's so easy. Just give me a couple friends and you can have a free whatever pizza.
And they know so their friends' email passwords?
No, their email addresses. So the next thing you know, you can just start getting hammered with whatever. Haven't you ever started like getting stuff and you're like, did somebody give my name to something? Like all of a sudden in your junk folder, you start getting.
It was probably you that gave it away.
Yeah.
How often do you fill out stuff and they want your email?
I've done it so many times. I have my junk file is just full of stuff. So piece of pizza, huh? And you can get their email.
Just all you need is a order of pizza. Half students were given a small incentive in the form of an order of pizza in order to share contacts for their closest friends. Oh. And boy, oh boy.
Apparently
I feel like that's a crime of opportunity. When you're in college, you're like, buddy, I'm starving. You know, I mean, a free pizza in college, that's gold.
I just figured, apparently I need to start holding out more when I give out my email address then, because I just give it for free, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just figure it's going to go junk anyway.
I just guess I didn't realize how, I suppose more and more that is a wanted thing, you know, for people who want to build up their network or do whatever, like get the email address. But I didn't realize that it was such a privacy issue.
Yeah, I agree.
But, you know, pizza, it's the international barter system.
The Big Party Morning Show. Channel 94.1.
So we've got a son, my husband and I. And, you know, in the bathroom, it's always, I can always hear my husband reminding my son to put the toilet seat down after, you know, he uses it.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things where I think it's just so funny that that's like one of the things that you have to teach a little boy to do. Like,
but you
got
to teach him to put the seat up and then put it back down.
Yeah,
right.
That's the more important one. Yes.
Put the seat up. Before.
And it made me wonder, because I grew up with nothing but girls.
Uh-huh.
And so it made me wonder, like, why do you guys have to put the seat down? Like, I mean, I get it. Like, I guess it's the polite thing to do. But I mean, I've got eyes.
Well, so the idea is so you don't sit on it. And
so
maybe
you don't blindly sit and splash
into the water.
Because you're always doing one maneuver where guys some are stand or sit. I always thought that too when I was a kid. I'm like, don't they have eyes?
Right.
Yeah. But we're always told.
Put the seat down.
Put the seat back down. But more importantly, I've always appreciated that the ladies are like, well, don't make sure you raise it.
Yeah.
Well, that's the one
thing.
We're
lazy. Like, we'll try and hit the target, but we miss. A lot of times we don't want to put the seat up because we want to play. It's kind of like target practice.
I like to do hands off sometimes.
Hands free. You pretend like you're a plane.
Oh, stop it.
Doing a strafing run.
Really?
Do it all the time.
No, I'm just saying like when you're a little kid.
Oh, never mind.
You have fun with it.
Look at him. He's like, I mean, or now. Now, you... like when you guys were single guys on your own, was that like your big moment of freedom? Like, I don't have to put the seat down.
No,
like, I can leave
have.
It up whenever I want.
I always have. I mean, I just just put it down. Just whenever you have someone come over. I mean, I don't know. It's just ingrained in my brain to put it down.
Right. I just didn't know if that was something like... It's baffling to me, this whole idea of up and down. I mean, obviously they make toilet seats to be able to go up and down, so that makes sense. But I just didn't know, like, if you're living on your own, do you take the time to put it back down, or do you just say, like, hey, it's just me. Who else is really going to be in here?
I don't know. I guess I never really paid attention to it, you know?
I mean, it's inefficient. I mean... You want to raise it up because you're going to miss a lot. Boys always miss.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just, and I don't know if it's because they're screwing around, like you say, and it's just
you should see here at work, nobody has any.
It's awful.
No one is very good at target practice in this building.
It's terrible. I don't get how it happens.
But they're all grown men.
Yeah, and apparently they don't know what they're doing. And it infuriates me when I get to walk into a restroom and just the urinal on the wall.
Uh-huh.
It's like. It's wet.
Maybe guys are in a hurry.
Come on.
This is the most disgusting conversation. But so your husband was teaching the boy.
I heard him. I can always hear him say it, like, put the seat down. And I always think, I mean, we've got a daughter, so that made sense to me because she really is like, la, la, la. And like, she just she's on autopilot and like, she would absolutely sit in. But I just thought to myself, I mean, it's a very polite thing. I'm not telling guys to start, you know, not putting it down in revolt. But I always just wondered, like, left to your own devices, would you do it?
See, I've never known any woman, mother, nothing, to actually complain if the seat was up. Anyway.
Right.
We're taught as young, you know, boys, men, whatever, to put the seat down. I don't know of anybody who doesn't. So,
well, you're not only supposed to put the seat down. You put the seat down. You put the cover down.
Yeah,
and that
was
the old polite deal.
Yeah, I don't do that all the time, but yeah, that too. I mean, so
I mean, it's very kind. I mean, I'm not telling people. Yeah,
you're welcome.
Thank you. But I always just thought it was such a funny. I always thought it was such a funny thing. Like I had never given it any thought until I heard my husband correcting our son. About like, you got to put that down, you know, and because my son is just in and out. Like he's quick. He runs in, he pees, he washes his hands and he's out the door. Like there is barely any thought. I mean, we've worked so hard to be like, you know, you need to flush like every time.
I would think probably the big thing you're trying to pay attention to make sure they wash their hands because little kids, especially little boys, don't always want to wash their hands.
Oh, it's
you
a constant
teach that
struggle.
In. You see them, they go through the mechanics of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because as a guy, you go in the bathroom and sometimes dads are in there with their little boy or their son, their little boy in there. And their kids are touching everything. They put their hands
it's so gross.
In the urinal and then they walk over and they can barely reach the sink and they're just kind of putting their hands in and touching everything.
So
and their hands barely touch any water. And you're just like, oh, buddy, you're dirtier than when you started.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they go into those places and you just think, well, I mean, and that's why, like, in bathrooms, I think part of the reason you guys have urinals is because it's like, don't touch the seat. You don't want to touch a going up and down.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Like, it's just gross.
I hate everything about a public restroom. Hello, Kevin, what's up, bud?
Hi, have you guys seen urinal stickers yet or heard about them?
Urinal stickers.
What are they?
Yeah. So companies started putting stickers in urinals to give guys something to aim at.
Yeah, we've heard
and,
of.
Yeah, supposedly like increased the accuracy like 85%, and they don't yell over the place anymore.
Yeah, radio DJs like to put like the name of their morning show on the urinal cups and give them away at bars, and many. It's sort of a sign that you've arrived.
Hey, the morning zoo. You'll notice our urinal cakes are now in. Big Buddy Saloon.
Goo-goo-goo-goo.
And you can hit the target. You don't really see those anymore. I don't know.
No, I haven't seen the stickers, though, but okay.
Wow. Well, I mean, I've heard
Thanks, Kevin.
When I was, when we were potty training my son, because I really was at like a law. Like, I'm like, I don't know how to train a boy. I mean, I don't know what you guys do. It's magic. And so people were like, well, put Cheerios in the toilet bowl. Give them something to aim at.
Ah, okay.
And I was like, oh, really? They're like, yeah, you know, I'd heard like little tricks in which, because, you know, accuracy is obviously the biggest thing that you're trying to teach them. In addition to, you know, not having any accidents, the other thing, once you finally get them into the bathroom consistently is the fact that, you know, you don't want that garden hose put on blast. And
garden hose.
Well, you know, I didn't realize a lot of homes now get the ceiling, the ceiling to, not ceiling to floor, but it's the urinal that goes all the way to the floor.
Oh, yes.
That's very popular in residences.
Sweet. I think any house should have one of those.
That'd be nice.
So those are kind of can't miss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are the best.
That's what we need here. Seriously. Yeah. That's all we
just
need.
Just a wall.
What would you call that? A wall mount?
Just a tile wall. You guys just need just a general.
No, I just don't get it. I mean, at first they said, all right, so.
I had heard that lots of houses put those in if you've got like a couple boys. If you've got three boys.
Why not?
That's the trend that you put in the house.
Yeah.
Because they can't miss.
Yeah. And that's the problem is the missing.
They have a urinal and then a regular toilet.
That's interesting.
Until you start joking around and start using the urinal as the toilet for the number two.
Now, who would ever do that?
Well, now, why would you even?
Why would you?
I don't know.
Why would you say that?
I don't know.
You know.
No.
I guess you don't know.
Naughty. Yeah. Well, no.
Up or down.
That doesn't go. It's not going in a way. Going
no.
away.
No,
we're
going to
find out.
No.
I'm flushing and flushing and flushing.
It's not
and
going
it's
anywhere,
just,
is it?
It's just, I'm flushing. You're like, stop.
We got someone here. Hello, what's up? What's going on?
Good morning. I wanted to comment on the urinal situation.
Yeah, go ahead.
When I was in Tokyo, in the women's restroom, they actually have little kid urinals because obviously moms bring their little kids in. So, you know, I thought that was really cool and interesting. I haven't seen that here in the States before.
Kid
That's
urinals?
Clever.
So
they're
little urinals and stuff? Really?
In the mom's room.
Yeah, and it was kind of just funny because this little boy had, like, his pants all the way down to the ground. He was just, like, leaning all the way into it, and I was just like, okay.
Oh, gosh, yeah. But, little guys that don't, I mean, it's just like... I know there was that first part where you're potty training your kids and, you know, you're telling them that, you know, obviously you got to drop your pants. And it's like, there was one time where I came in and the pants are off.
Yeah.
Like they'd completely taken the pants off and the other one. I'm like, okay, we don't need to disrobe like time we need to go to the bathroom.
Little kids do that all the time.
Drop it down.
Yeah. Just absolutely.
And you remember when you were a little kid in grade school that there were the kids where you'd go in and they take it all the way down to their socks.
Yeah.
And you're like...
Well, maybe here in America, we can maybe get little baby urinals and
there you go
in our local restrooms.
Hey, thanks for sharing.
Little guy.
Thanks for your call.
Yeah, bye.
All right,
I was in a bar once where the men's standing urinal was a woman's mouth.
Ugh. Stop it.
Yes. I mean, I couldn't even. Stop. I felt like it was an atrocity using it. I'm like, this is just so terrible.
That's
I mean,
awful.
It was kind of creative.
Yeah, I'm sure, but it's probably art of some sort.
Yeah,
but it's
it was.
Still interesting.
It was red and it was big lips and it was basically, I'm sure it was expensive. It was like a nice art piece, but you're like, I just feel horrifying using this.
Ick.
Like, hurry up and get me out of here before somebody takes my picture.
Ick.
Oh, my Lord.
The Big Party Morning Show.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Justin Bieber is a guest spot on a big hit. It's topping the Billboard charts right now, Despacito. And he, you know, collaborated with Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee. And while out on tour, a lot of Bieber fans have been calling on the Biebs to sing it. Apparently, he can't do it.
Made another word.
We're figuring that he probably had the lyrics when he recorded it in the studio, but he doesn't know it.
Yeah. Right. And in his defense, he just did a guest spot, so it's not necessarily like his song to be out. But you know, it is kind of surprising that he's like, I don't know it. You're like, well, you sing on it. But I guess that wasn't a good enough answer while performing in Stockholm over the weekend.
He ducks, so a guy throws a water bottle at him, and he ducks. It looks like when they threw that shoe at Bush. Remember when Bush was like in Iraq going, things are pretty good, aren't they? And a reporter threw a shoe at him and then threw another.
He dodged.
Bieber ninja. Dodged well.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking like ninja-like reflexes.
And, and remember, he did not get mad. He did not storm off the field.
No.
He didn't do it off the stage. You know, he just stood there.
He must be taking some Zen lessons because Bieber from a couple years ago would have like stormed off.
I'm done.
Uh-huh. It would have been a whole thing.
Who throws stuff? I've never understood that.
No.
You bought a ticket.
Right.
You like the guy. Why would you ever throw anything other than like a lady throwing your bra?
Well,
that's it.
It's called Summer Burst Festival, so it's not just him. It's a bunch of people, so it might have been a not Beeb fan.
He should have
just taking their
out.
Opportunity. Oh, I wonder if they did. Yeah. I mean, you throw a water bottle. He may be cool about it, but I bet security wasn't.
That must be a surreal feeling, though, to have some woman throw bras at you on stage.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, yeah.
That used to be a thing when we grew up. Like, yeah. Our moms were into bands that,
they'd
like...
throw their underwear up there.
Women would throw their underwear and bra on the stage.
Man, bras like, cost too much
Mom,
money to go throwing them away.
Or you're supposed to throw, like, your room key...
Can you imagine? Guys, like, imagine if you do that and then they actually show up. Yeah, like, you're just like, ha ha, isn't that funny? And all of a sudden you hear this click. You hear that electronic sound and they walk in. They're like, let's do this. You're like, oh my God. You've got your mask on.
I guess.
And it's the roadie.
That was sort of the vibe at that.
No kidding.
At that New Kids on the Block show.
No.
These are women that have been in a lather for those dudes for like the better part of two decades.
Oh. They would have had a line around the block if they threw it out there. So many women were just like, yeah.
Yeah. Boys to Men, New Kids on the Block, and supposedly Paula Abdul was supposed to be the opening act, and she didn't show up in Omaha, and she didn't show up in Kansas City.
Yeah.
I hope everything's okay with her.
Nah.
I mean, I wonder why she's, I would imagine something's up with a voice or something. Everybody in the Beyonce hive, the Beehive, seems to be in a lather. They think that Beyonce is in labor with the twins after a spike in security appeared outside an LA hospital yesterday. They say fans started to speculate Beyonce is in labor. This is not a drill.
How weird.
How many babies does she have? Blue Ivy? Yeah.
Blue Ivy, just the little girl. And then now twins. Some are wondering, like, if they're a boy.
Oh,
you know.
The twins.
Yeah,
one will probably be the president. I mean, see how talented these childs.
You hope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Lord knows they have a lot of advantages that most kids don't have when they hit Earth. I mean, there's talk that Beyonce could be, which would be, you know, pretty exciting. We recently got news about George Clooney in a mall last week that they gave birth to their twins, boy and a girl. So we'll see what Beyonce's got in store. Diplo, apparently not very impressed with Katy Perry dragging him into her best lover list. Over the weekend, Katy Perry on Friday dropped her new album, Witness, and then she did this 72-hour live stream on YouTube. And James Corden interviewed Katy Perry and asked her, like, you know, name the top three, you know, lovers. And she's like, John Mayer came in number one, Orlando Bloom, and then number three was Diplo. Well, I guess he was not appreciative of the fact that she called him on it. He tweeted, I don't even remember having sex. So I guess
get that
because we don't get that.
Dating.
We would love to be on her list.
I would love to remember that.
Well, if we had to put it to you right now, give us your top three.
Go.
Mm-hmm. Nice
top
try.
Three.
How about you? Right back at you.
Wileen.
Good answer.
Good answer.
She's the top five. Sorry about that.
You didn't have to name names. I was just curious, Molly, if you could.
If I could?
Come up with a top three.
Would Peter be in it?
Oh, my God, really?
Quick answer. Go. Yes, Wileen.
You're such a monkey. He's like one of those little monkeys, like dances. They play the grinder, and he's like, look at me. You're like, you know the tune. Dance, monkey, dance.
Don't dodge. You're not going to answer. Okay.
No, of course not. Oh, my gosh.
You're a lady. Okay, that's fine.
I'm a lady. Frozen is getting another little installment. The first trailer for Disney's short film Olaf's Frozen Adventure, hit.
Olaf.
Yeah, Olaf's he's the snowman.
Yeah.
You want to build a snowman? Josh Gad. And so I guess a teaser has all the cast together. So it's Josh Gad as Olaf, and then Kristen Bell, you know, she's Anna, and then Idina Menzel as Elsa. So we're going to get more. The Pixar's upcoming November 22nd release is all about it. That is your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Molly, make everybody feel old. Who turned 31 yesterday?
Oh my gosh, the Olsen twins turned 31 yesterday.
I love those girls.
Those little raccoons.
Yeah, little raccoons. Ashley and Mary Kate are 31.
They're weird. They're so incredible. I guess I shouldn't call them weird because they're so incredibly close, but they're inseparable. It seems as if,
when
they're
billionaires,
you know, which is nuts, but they're twins.
I think when you grow up like that, you have to cling to each other. You know, I mean, when the whole world is like, oh my God, you're the Olsen twins. It's like, okay, you and I are the only two people that know the real deal.
Yeah. And on the TV show, were they both playing one baby or were there two babies?
One.
They switched off.
That was the whole deal. Yeah. Is the fact that they, you know, you hire twins because of labor laws. You can only work them so long. And so you swap them out.
What character were they? Who did they play?
They played the baby.
And then the little girl. What was her name? I don't know.
That's Michelle Tanner.
Yeah, that's it. Michelle.
They both
Michelle.
Played Michelle Tanner.
Yeah. Isn't that funny?
From 1987 until 1990.
They started as babies.
Yeah.
I mean, they were like...
And now they're billionaires, fashion and everything. It's just amazing.
From the Eat Fit Go Studio.
This is the Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.